Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Junior, see every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never play good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gon' turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that to dawn.
Back until the freeze now. mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leap, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reese and Sim. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Let's go. Heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dog. Oh, Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. That coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's so long.
Motherfuckers wanna doing life. Baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, but suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling, and it's white man's
it's
world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brother and mother. We must fight for brother and mother.
pocket. I'm the one that's sewing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now take it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like the Mowgli, you can't grant my style. For those that tried to poke me, here's a parent child. No need to say no, check the flow. Rage in the back one smoke, so now you know I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pop. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone, from the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon. I consume the room with doom when I hear the kick of an 808 bass. Boom, boom, bam, yeah, damn. I'm hitting so hard you can say it's a grand slam. Dunk, punk, get broken off a chunk when they feel the funk of the rhythm that I give up. Let it hit them, split them, did it, now we're rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids. Rage in effect, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Hey, rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Rock on with your band.
Now ever since my debut, I continue to lay you flat on your back from the up. I keep competitors stuck in the muck with they butter. What, you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta do?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
So rock on with your band.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro pump.
Rock on.
Do it. be as foe. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out of apartment, pumping that pack, I was starting.
Open up some gates, just for my dog. Yeah,
my dog.
I'm free, yeah, let's free no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas who is toting, free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus, real niggas, they know that. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I can open up some gates and free my dogs.
Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the dicks, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I can open up some gates for my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm free, yeah, free no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah, yeah,
you know one day we gon' find.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
Hey, Shug, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was gonna do? I was gonna start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see them binoculars, nigga. The binoculars. Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, cause it's gonna be a long one. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, this ride is gonna be some real motherfuckers and it's gonna be some pussies. Now, the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies gonna be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say they're your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies that say they true, but in real life, them niggas will be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. Cause the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga, scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. Cowards die. My mama told me when I was a thief, such a vicious motherfucker, why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit, that's what they tell me. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like I'm Southpaw, you get left. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased, I'll be another moment falling as a D. I'm ripping crowds and I start again. Eternally I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
No heart for the life. I mean, I was in every hand. Then about five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
So much pain to some niggas it hurts. My guns bust. If you ain't one of us, it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole. In fly mode, I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0, get your lights on. The fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm hard.
niggas out now. Throw up your hands if you thugged out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell a cop to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look at that dog.
Your heart's for the fight.
Money in the 50 states. Keep your mind and your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol close in hand. Convinced that this is my year like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, open fire a bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thugging is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break on these jealous ass powers? Cause they're evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, cause I've been sick. The heart for me.
No heart for the fight.
Gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
After all my mama's thanking God for blessing the child, all my mama got to do now straight shot, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhale the sherm smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange witches, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy. Scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We say a prayer for the homie Pop.
My whole community is treated like they criminals. Crying and bitches getting motherfuckers hung. Gotta see out on the inside and everybody's dumb. Mothers and fathers separated from their sons. Households are broken, you couldn't hold your tongue. If it's yours, say it's yours, take the case, do your time.
Bring him on, Chairman, we're live.
Comrade, we good on it?
Yeah, we're okay. Live.
All right, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. All right. Here's up, eyes open, the fifth century coming in a little late with quality time, going outweigh quantity time, y'all. If you didn't want to be moving and grooving, you know, we got to move on a political pivot. I got some background noise on that end right there. Y'all can't take a pause for the call. Pull over where you at. Tune in to Free My Radio and also intellectualradio.com. Intellectualradio.com. Also 929-477-3785. We on YouTube, we on Instagram, we on live, we on StreamYard. You know what I'm saying? We coming in the building. We are in the building. Again, this is June 1st, 2022, 708. Y'all make sure y'all get this here. As a matter of fact, these numbers should be committed to memory. 708-223-8953, y'all. 708-223-8953. Forgive me for talking so fast, line. This is what Chairman Fred will say. High of the people. In other words, we potent, revolutionary, intoxicated, to be astronomically intimidated. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. We can program with the Black Panther Party Cubs. Y'all heard of them, the Black Panther Party Cubs. I don't know how y'all are here, if y'all in the States. There's people all over in Nigeria. They came from Nigeria today. That's right. They was in Nigeria. Came to the Hampton House. Came to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Go check the Facebook post. They want to know when are the Cubs coming to Nigeria. I said, listen, we talking about coming October 15th to Ghana. You know what I'm saying? And I don't believe it's unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to hang this up right now. I'm going to start on Instagram back again. Okay. And listen, they don't mess up the whole. You can't hear me no on Instagram. Is it my phone? Or that phone? That means like some static going on. Check it out, correct. This week's program hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton, also Robert Allen, aka the Lady of Rage. So let me try this one more time. We come back loud on Instagram. Is that my? Check to see what phone it is. Is it on my end? Sound check on Instagram. Feedback on you. What you think is coming from you? Is feedback on my end, you think? Sound check on Instagram. Sound check on Instagram. Are we good on Instagram? Good on StreamYard. Okay, we good? Check good. Okay, I'm telling you, okay, right on, sis. I mean, we good. Facebook, I'm going to be good. Okay, it sounds a little bit better right now. Give me good. Okay, that's what it is. That sounds a lot better on the 929 number. Now, there go again. We're going to roll, y'all. We got to move. We got to channel spread, so we have to move fast. We have to move organized. Code red in regards to a lot of things, y'all. You did code red. Intense situation in regards to, so we got other updates in regards to political prisoners. We're going to talk about the political climate, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything is political. We're talking about, the price of food, the price of gas, the price of baby formula. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people will say, well, it's a bad time of the year. You know what I'm saying? You did politics again, but food, clothing, and shelter. Life and death. That's what we're talking about here. This ain't no how you feel. I don't want to get involved. Well, I don't like being involved in politics. You have no other. We're talking about baby formula. You did. We're talking about gas prices. Transportation. These contradictions impact everyday dynamics. You know what I'm saying? I mean, life and death. Transportation. Communication. You know what I'm saying? They go look at some of the prices they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? $7 and something for gas. You know what I'm saying? And now you can, the politics of mass shootings. How do you view it? You know what I'm saying? How do you, up in school. Now, what type of, can it be easily fixed with such reactionary response is all we need to do is get an education. Just go to school. You know what I'm saying? The impact, the psychological impact that people are talking about now that is impacting other communities now. You know what I'm saying? So going to school. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about children going up and you're talking about 50 public schools being shut down in Chicago. When you're going there, I'm talking about being searched like you're going inside the penitentiary. The shootings that go on. All this we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, so we said code red, you did. We're talking about putting in the context of the AAT bill, the African Anti-Terrorism Bill. The terrorism that African people in particular are subjected to under the euphemisms of gentrification, war on drugs, war on guns, war on gangs. We're ministry repeating the sense in regards to prison. Prison is a microcosm outside community. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the contradiction that's in the press, the intense contradiction. Health condition. Dr. Mutula Shakur, you know what I'm saying? It's the word is get out that hospice, and this is a subject matter we've had to cover a number of different occasions. We're talking about, you know, the Angola 3. Talking about different forces, Russell Schultz, other people, you know what I'm saying, so many others, you know what I'm saying, the fight, you know what I'm saying, the Women's Move 9, the push for the demand of release of these prisoners who are held captive, to, at the same time, knowing the health situation of them. And some people say, well, what's the big deal? The be able to not have the added blow of quote unquote dying behind enemy lines. You dig what I'm saying? You know, the state has a position about state property. You dig what I'm saying? But again, go to the case of Dr. Mutula Shakur, you know what I'm saying? History working. I mean, we're talking about, you know, I mean, this when talking about these cases, we cannot minimize just that of just the prisoner, but over similar to we talking about the case with Mia Abu Jamal, we talking about the whole thing about the health care and what allowed to address our, you know, saying the health care ourselves, you know, saying the possibilities of what can happen, what we can do, you know, saying, and not only outside community, but even inside the camps. These people say, what you mean? You know, acupuncture history that Dr. Matu Shakur, you know what I'm saying, noted for. Some of even had enemy lines. So this is we're gonna call in numbers and push it for the demand that, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Matu Shakur will be released, you know what I'm saying, again. And we not, you know, we don't take a position of just, you know, just say it looks gloom in regards to health. But the deal is we have to fight against all odds, you know what I'm saying? And this campaign of the concerns cannot be limited to just that. State of Georgia, we're talking about different campaigns. So what state is that held in? In other words, we're not gonna be majoring in minors, man. You know what I'm saying? We just have some forces come in from Nigeria, come to the Hampton House. We're talking to these forces about the cases of management, I mean, you know what I'm saying? The recent release of Sunday out at Colin, Mumia Abu Jamal, to what the condition in Cook County Jail, you know what I'm saying? Marcos I got laid out, you know, one struggle, one people. And, you know what I'm saying, this has to be clear, you know what I'm saying, clarity on call and connecting these cases and conflicts up all over the world. We want to get these call-ins. We're going to open these lines up, y'all. I know it's a lot of phone calls this week. Let me veer off for one second. Let me say something on my chest real quick. I have an addiction. I know people say, what, are you going to get some coffee? No, addiction is the struggle. I know y'all know I lost volume again. I know I lost volume again on Instagram. Make sure y'all call back in. Give me a sound check. No sound on Instagram, I know, right? Can you hear me on Instagram? Oh, y'all hear me? Okay, right on. We good. Okay, right on. And I'm going to touch on this real quick and, you know, say keep it moving, because, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls back to, you know, lady was checking on mother comrade the other day, you know, regards to, you know, blood pressure, so on and so forth. And something that ironically told me, you know, I kind of felt, you just had a phenomenal march, a peace march. And it was, I mean, you had living legends there, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about surreal. I mean, those who missed it, you can go look at it. You know what was unique about this march in particular was? Excuse me. This march, it's been a long time since you had that sort of feeling. You know, I mean, it was some authentic forces there. They say, okay, I'm on YouTube. The stream, guys, I'm on YouTube. And I'm on Fremont. We'll figure it out. Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay, y'all check it out. It should be on there. We checked it out. Okay. Intellectual, okay. Okay. Right on. Intellectual Radio is on YouTube. Right on. Call us. Don't leave yet. Stick with us. I'll just say something real quick. This peace march, I just want to put that, I mean, this is phenomenal. I mean, you had so many forces there, you know what I'm saying? Sons of Long Hill political prisoner, Mr. Larry Hoover. You had David Barksdale's sons. You had David Barksdale's sister. You know what I'm saying? This is on the heels of a phenomenal picture that's been going viral in the community that people relate to. Where you had, you know, myself and brother recently political prisoner Mustafa Keith and others, Terry and others. You know what I'm saying? And just the image of this has been inspiring to people. And this was because our movements have been so hijacked. You know what I'm saying? Opportunism is something that we have to deal with. You know, that's a reality. But it's got to the point that it's kind of like the quality that it's been outweighed by some, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole like a hustle, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this march was phenomenal, man. The energy, I'm not come down from it, you know? At the conclusion of the march, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, there was some struggles and some, you know, and I don't want to point this cat out individually, I don't want to say this subjective, you know, but it was some struggles. I was, you know, this one cat who kept on, you know, negating this cat who you tell him got no connection to the community. You know what I'm saying? None. And I talk about the dynamics of structure, like who is who, and he would say, well, I'm not, you know, titles ain't no big thing to me. And the deal is, Chicago in particular, some place you might can afford the luxury to the dibble and dabble, you know, to ease up on that dynamical structure. But this is a city that was the most, and not, you know, the top segregated city in the country, you know. And there's like certain cars, you know, so you might can drive without this piece on it. You know, you can miss a spot, but certain cars need this, you know what I'm saying? Certain dogs, you say, oh, man, don't trip on it. You ain't got really, you know what I'm saying, pressing you. You have a leash on them. You can't play with no cane Corsa. You know what I'm saying? You can't cut no corner. Chicago, these youngsters need a structure. You know what I'm saying? And I call myself getting too passionate. I'm passionate about the politics. And that's why the structure, it ain't because we ego tripping about us as individuals. It's something that these youngsters in particular need. You know what I'm saying? And I felt tight in the chest. I felt that. You know what I'm saying? And I was at my comrades a few days later, and they was, you know, checking our blood pressure. You know what? Check my blood pressure. Which, you know, which is really, I really ain't into none of that. I still got this sometimes, this thing. You know, we still 19, 21, 20 years old. We moving and grooving. And the only thing that take us out of the game is the state director. And we get caught up with that. And I remember her face when she checked my blood pressure, and it was like a reality check. It was a reality check. And you know, since she hit back, comrade taking me, you know, grabbing me. She said, man, you got, you know, you need to sit down for a minute, you know. And I thought about it, I struggled, and I, you know, talked to the comrades about it, you know. I did not talk to comrades about it initially, you know, because I tell you, just dismissive with it. And I talked to another brother this morning. And he was telling me the signs. He said, I know what you're feeling, you know, this and that, you know, this, you got the headaches, you got this. And I said, damn, I'm trying to struggle. And I'm fortunate that a lot of sisters and brothers put on my cub tail. Like, hold on, champ, you know, ease over a minute. And I'm trying to work on this addiction. You know, so I love it. I struggle with the people, and even with the phone calls. And I look at different positions people take, like, you don't pose if you don't be down, and you can get caught up there with yourself, like you're supposed to keep moving. And a brother said to me the day after he was telling me the signs, he said, you quiet, Chairman, you mind telling the truth? This is happening. And I was like, man, yeah. He said, how you going to, you know, serve the people, you know what I'm saying? You ain't here. In fact, I was talking to co-host earlier about, you know, and she had sent me this clip, and I said, that Eric Monte, who did James Good Times, was a phenomenal cat. It's a clip with James Evans, you know, hypertension, and how he was reacting, you know, impacting, you know what I'm saying? That's the stress of being black, period. That to do the dope, you know, the fact that we're still here alone, you know. Then I talked to my brother, Morrell, of the UNIA, and then it's all okay, how long ago we him talk? We go right and say, this is important, because I'll tell you, we can't talk about a lot of things without a force, whether it be health, relationships, whatever contradictions, because a lot of times people come from a form, not just white people can't relate to it, a lot of people who can't understand and relate to the dynamics that we go through. And this brother, my brother Morrell, we're going to come on next week, and we're just going to chop it up. It was therapeutic, because it released. A lot of times you talk about different struggles you have. And I tell people, I say, I have an issue with, like, some cases, like, you're talking about even, okay, as you talk about health in the abstract way, you know, what you talking about, Richard Simmons somewhere, you know, you're telling people who live in food deserts, oh, you have to eat this, get your green spinach, so on and so. You're like, they can't relate to what we're going through. You know what I'm saying? And then Anthony, you in the struggle. I'm talking about this to a certain, like, even a lot of times, people, like, the conversation, you know, and you can, like, and I said, the one thing, I can shake the soul, but these damn slaves, whoo. Man, I told the cat, I'm talking about this yesterday morning. I U-turn on them. I see it coming. I'm struggling to pick up. And the pickup moves, and I move to pick up. But, you know, we don't see it. But it's because it's toxic. It can get inside you, you know what I'm saying? And it can impact you, you know what I'm saying? So I'm speaking out loud, but I'm speaking to myself also, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, and brother, ironically, brother of UNIA, we dialogued this morning, and he brought to mind, he reminded me, we're talking about Marcus Mosiah Garvey. He said 54. I said, no, I said 53. They took him out of 53. He said 54. I said, okay, you may be 54. But this is mind you, after all the stress and all the struggles, you know, because a lot of people talking about, oh, we have our differences. Dude, when you struggle against a dynamic that's backed by the ruler class, and then you struggle with another, and these people are trying to divide you with, like, you know, we all need to come together. All the, when people say that, that takes the naivety in them, and also in some cases the danger of them to believe that all black people come, any people gonna come together, and you get caught with your love for the people, and you try to let that outweigh. There's a chairman phrase for revolution, a scientific art that must be assessed scientific. And, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we want everybody to grasp certain things, but that's not the reality. And the Chicago Defender newspaper had reported Marcus Garvey's death a day before. And they said even the stress of death, you reading that. This so-called black press saying that you're dead. They say, man, that was it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, we're struggling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to pick my moves. And a lot of people say, well, you called me, you didn't get back to me. Don't charge it to the heart. Literally, don't charge it to the heart. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you, I'm gonna keep on. We're gonna do this. It's an addiction. When Chairman Fred say hi to the people, it's pros and cons of that. It's a one of my Plan B guys came to the Hampton House the other day, and I talked to him. I know he's very reactive. I said, listen, I really don't do it because I can talk to you today, man. Because I ain't up to your energy right now. So I'm trying to struggle. So when I come out, he said, damn. He said, you can see it in your face, Chairman. He's tearing you up, man. You see stress. Then, ironically, I get a phone call from this sister who we had some years ago. I mean, this is not, I'm trying to go subjective. I'm trying to think of another word, but the damage with her, you know what I'm saying? We had a good conversation. She acknowledged this contradiction, you know what I'm saying? And the phone call, so, whoa, I felt my chest get tight, just hearing some people's name. So we end up talking, and Paul say, "Man, you look better now." I say, "Damn, it's like struggle. It's you're in addiction, and I'm knowing that no one is still tearing on you, but it's my church. You're calling. I'm in this case to cut hair years back, and I remember when to go get my hair. This is when I had them fade cuts, and this back in I was in high school. I was sophomore in high school, and I remember leaving this house getting my hair cut." And everybody was like, man, you let him cut your hair sober? I said, what you? They laughed and they said, your line is messed up. I said, yeah, I didn't want that cat, doing no drug cut my hair. Hey, so you can't let dude cut your hair sober. He has to be high. I said, they say, that's his thing. I said, what? They said, you know, nobody lets him be cut. No. They say, man, I said, what? They say, that's how he moves, man. That's his, you know, so that's in him. I said, wow. And I called it to even the struggle. I said, damn. I jump up to it. I say, man, moving with it, it's like you're calling. And it's pros and cons of that, you know what I'm saying? But I acknowledge it and I appreciate those voices that's on my heels, that's telling me to, you know, pull over, you know, get a breather. But you dig, man, bear with me, or cub with me. It ain't no overnight thing. I'm working on not answering the phone, you know what I'm saying? Jump up, I know they're supposed to change, you never cut your phone. I say, man, I don't know what's going to happen, what for us. And the brother said, man, yeah, you know, man, pick your mood. And I know some people just struggle for struggle's sake, you know what I'm saying? And I say that and I have to acknowledge that, you know, and we have to be scientific. I was in an interview, they're going to post it soon, podcast, No Cap. And there's some serious struggles. And the young kid was like, you can't give up on us, you got to do blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it was this thing about really just expendable, how people view our movements, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's like, you go out there and do this in regards, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to recognize there are casualties out here, man. And I can remind me, we had to pick our moves. When I was locked up, I knew I would get placed in isolation if I got passed a newspaper, a paper to somebody. And guys got salty one time, I wouldn't get this paperwork to this one dude. oh man, Chairman, he cool. That's my sister guy, Big. Another brother came in. Matter of fact, Long Live Big Law, Lawrence Lee, Lawrence Logan. Go Google him. Who the Chicago Sun-Times say was assassinated? I say, run in that paper. They say, why you gonna give it to him? You won't get the other guy. I say it's an investment with him. I'm, you know what I'm saying? That's an investment. I'll put that premium gas. I'll take a chance with this one. And if, you know what I'm saying? I see this guy, I say, I ain't tripping about, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Price, we ain't tripping about dying to going to jail. I ain't trying to sell him a car for some reason, though. But the deal is to make it count. And we have to struggle with that. We have to look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't talk about war and have a romanticism that everybody going to be online. When people say they're all about to go come together, shh. Malcolm X talked about on front of the Time magazine one time. It was a young lady from China. Right on. I just seen, so I didn't get to read the text, but tell me again. I seen that box there, family. I know you're online with Right On Love. And we got a move we planned on for June 15th, 2 days before. Family Appreciation Day. And, man, we talking about we come up, those legends, we want y'all back in the building. We're going to put them together, though. And Malcolm talked about this. He said, the young child had a 45 on her daddy's head. He said, why? What happened? And they translated what she said. She said, he betrayed the revolution. I know that's just another, I can't go there. They don't recognize that. These are the realities. We got some, bear with us, y'all. We got somebody going to work on these lines. We don't usually work the lines, but we're going to make it do what it do. Let's open the lines up, y'all. Come on in, because we got a lot to talk about. We know, I just want to get it off my chest, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't going to trip.
Amen, Chairman. Got Brother Hess on the line.
But, tell you what, come on with Brother Hess on the line. Let me say
free them all, man. Peace and blessing, man.
Say something.
Love and service, man.
Man.
Hey, man, I do want to say that right here real quick, bro. Hey, Chairman Fred, one thing that we got to remember is it come a time that we got to unplug. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't be wanting to hear that, especially on the front line of the real boots on the ground frontliners. See, a lot of time, man, a lot of people don't understand what happened to the chairman of the Black Panther Party. A lot of people say, well, he got on dope or he did this or he did that. Hey, man, that man unplugged. Because if he didn't unplug, he was going to die. Because the people don't give a damn. The people going to keep on pushing us out there on the front line because they too scared to get on the front line. So they'll push us out there because they know we're going to go and they know we ain't going to look back, you know what I mean, to see who coming with us. You know what I'm saying? We frontline soldiers. And so, you know, we got to be real committed to our higher power and what our higher power is leading us into. See, this is a spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no physical thing. And if we're not able to keep our compass, you know what I'm saying, in the right way, then we ain't going to be able to see the path that we're supposed to be going because everybody else telling us which way we're supposed to go or what's more important than something else. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing more important to me than my sobriety. You know what I'm saying? And I got to be sober-minded today. Because I get high, you know what I'm saying, on dope in order to stay up to try to do what the people think that I need to be doing. Rather than getting low enough in order to heal what's coming at me. See, you know, my old mentor used to tell me back in the day, he say, yes, put your ear to the ground, you're gonna hear the people coming. And you're gonna know where they need you at. But if you get your head too high, you're going to be seeing all these people that got their hand raised and got their banners raised and got their signs raised, and you steady running to be the fireman to put out the next fire. He said, man, you got to stop. You got to sit down because these folks will get you killed. These folks will lead you to destruction. And so, bro, hey, man, give yourself a pat on the back, man. And like I told you, man, anytime you need me to come in, man, and I know where I'm at and I know I got my limitations, but, you know, like I know too, man, God can use somebody, you know what I'm saying, like me, you know what I mean? Anytime that a brother say, hey, man, I need a chill pill, man, I need a break, man, I need a vacation, family. You dig? But I, you know, with that being said, man, you know, I just want to welcome in everybody that came in, you know what I'm saying, to Freedom All Radio, man. Y'all don't know, man, we got people that's creating a Freedom Fest in Atlanta. We got folks, we got a sister that's out in front of the White House today by herself, Sister Shabazz. She ain't got nobody out there with her, you know what I'm saying? But that young sister out there with signs, she done wrote the president, she done emailed, faxed these folks in the Justice Department, because Matula Shakur, it's time for him to come home. This man on his deathbed. And the same thing that happened to Jameel Alameen that got him up out of AD Max. Florence, Colorado prison, it's the same thing that these folks need to do to do like what they did with Sekou Odinga. You brought Sekou Odinga home. Now bring Matuta Shakur home. It's time for these folks to come home. The MOVE organization. It's time for these folks to come home. You know, enough is enough, man. And we talk about saving our children. What about saving our elders? And so, man, I just want to send a salute, man, to those guys, man, behind the wall that done spent 40, 50 years, you know what I mean, in solitary confinements, you know what I'm saying, and are ailing in their health, and these folks still don't want to even give a person a chance to go home for their last couple of months of life. You know what I mean? You know, they on the line, man. I know it's folks that's calling in from behind the wall, folks calling in all across America, man, to hear the voice of the Lady of Rage and our brother Chevin Fred Hampton Jr., man. And so I don't want to speak too long, but I just want to commend everybody that came in, everybody that's sticking to the plan. But y'all hear what my brother's saying right now, man. This is not no cry for help. This is an announcement that, hey, it's time for some people to step up. You know what I'm saying? Because when the burden gets bared down, it's time for all of us to help lift that thing up and carry that thing to where it got to be. Because if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. They say we all we got, but I say we all we need. But we all got to step up a little bit more and be willing to sacrifice. So with that being said, I say peace and blessings, love and service, fam. I'm with you for the duration of the night, man.
Peace and blessings, love and service. This, hey, brother, has some love and respect, man. This, hey. I know y'all been riding with us for some years in regards to Free MR Radio. This brother Spark, thought I'm telling you, you talking to a person who, y'all know, technology really ain't really my thing, you know, and I remember just even coming on, you know, on airwaves with this brother, you know what I'm saying, I think politics is like, you know, like real estate, time and location, everything. It's important. Like I said, when you talk about the candidate party, and I say, wait a minute, make sure can I stress to you that there were no cell phones around? You know what I'm saying? You should be organized, be purchase programs, so on and so forth. So for these, for forces such as this, but this brother here has to talk about the radio, you put in context, what are you talking about here? I mean, inspiring. So, you know, inspire, you know what I'm saying, make you up the end. Like, well, wait a minute, if this network is happening, you know what I'm saying, and I'm talking about even coming down that lineup of folk, you know, getting down to, man, you know, hey man, we love to be down there, we can't make the trip, though, you know. They say, you know, hey, make some phone calls, other people calling, so-and-so's going to contact you, you know what I'm saying, the Greyhound bus ticket, you know, like, and you feel, and it kind of hits you like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying. As I said, the struggles we dealing with out here, and police forces doing what they, you know what I'm saying, now. And I said, sometimes I told Mother Conrad, I know we do suffer from survivor's remorse. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do that. I jump up, I think about it, I say, man, you know, so we talking about the health situation we out here dealing with. You talking about, man, forces dealing with hospice and imagine what other means that they're getting sight back and just the day-to-day things and stuff. I have flashback on tomorrow, you know, we don't care, healthcare behind the walls. And so, you know, this man, just a spark, we got to do this here. But again, y'all, hey, it's a difference to the revolution, the war, you know what I'm saying? It's been a few years without the people, revolution is impossible, y'all. So again, we got this one prison, one contact happening, you know what I'm saying? Calling into these cases, man, let's make kids, let's take kids and take pictures again. We live in the Reverend Chairman, we're having the Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. That's, hey, yes, we riding, y'all, free them all. I know we got some more calls in queue. I know I've been calls all this week about cases and contradictions. My friend brother came on a while ago. In FAC, Grandmaster Jay supposed to take him into custody. I feel a call opposed to give us some updates on that. You know what I'm saying? I got some calls other day. Some of the policies of mass shooting. So you know, say again, so y'all, man, 939-477-3785. Press 1, also 708-223-8953, y'all. Again, that's easy time. Free them all. I really have a call. Just callers in queue.
Free them all, Chairman. We have caller Rico on the line.
Welcome to Free them all, Rico. Welcome to Free them all, Rico.
Appreciate it, comrade. Appreciate it. I just called in today to tell you I'm Rico Duke, the son of E.O.P. Newton, man, and I respect you. I salute you, and I stand with you wholeheartedly. We have 8 chapters. We have a federal government. We have a bank, a Federal Reserve Bank. We have many numerous things going on. We would love to unite with you, to support you wholeheartedly. We no longer asking these people for nothing. We no longer asking to protect our people. We're going to protect our own people. We're going to provide resources for our own people. We're going to put ourselves on the front line to protect our people and to protect our generation. So we'll love for you to be a part with us and your name with us. And once again, our state ain't going to take up too much of your time. I support you wholeheartedly. I love to meet up with you and meet you and all certain things. Mr. Anthony Muhammad asked me. I was on a radio show with him. He asked me in regards to you. And I told him that I support you wholeheartedly, but I hadn't had a chance to reach out to you and speak with you. You know, so I'm letting you know on your live radio show that the son of European Newton supports you wholeheartedly.
Appreciate the call. And we also, in the process, too, I got a few calls earlier, too. Not on the show, but we trying to get this, because I know a lot of people put, what part of the country we're going to be in. We, you know, so what's this event? In fact, it was some legitimate criticism raised about, well, Chad, we didn't know about the community cleanup at the Hampton House. And so a lot of moves, they haven't come from a pivot, but so y'all look forward to the community calendar, community calendar being put forward. So you know what I'm saying, like where we gonna be, what events, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna throw a couple events out there so people know where we'll be at. Also, it brought to my attention. Also, another, the Maroon calendar. This is not going to by no means provide some perfect organization layout where everybody says, okay, this organization going to be at, this is going to be, but just so people can know, you know what I'm saying, because I know for a fact, a lot of our moves that I know we do, I don't want to say reaction, they're not reactionary, but just like, perfect example today, we had no idea that the contingent from Nigeria was going to be at the Hampton House when they came, and they showed up and they showed out. So we will be updating, we will be public information, you know what I'm saying, about places we're at, and we have to seize the time. So we appreciate the call right on. Yes, indeed.
Indeed. 21st Century Black Panthers, RCDHBN. We stand with Fred Hampton and the
Live and Direct, making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in with us, 708-223, right on, 893. Scratch, pull over. 708-223-8953. I see Chip Fritz, we gotta move fast, we're organized. I'm talking fast. And I know one thing, any comments on the show about this coffee, I'm about to raise some space, the health situation, be like, or even the cigars, he had told coming out to Che Guevara, they had raised about the cigars. He had asthma, and they had told coming out to Che Guevara, he had started cigars. He said, "Hold on, you know, on the battlefield, so they came to compromise. Okay, you can smoke one cigar a day." So they say Che Guevara come back on the battlefield next day with this long cigar. And they come and say, what part of the game is this? You know, man, you just told you this. And he said, man, y'all said one cigar. So, she probably listened to another Pam, Minister of Conversation, Pam Africa. I said, listen, all the stress, we got a back and forth. Let me get this cigar here. This is, you know, so they got balanced out. How you just trust that? Going out with them dogs, hang with them dogs, man. Oh, speaking of which, on the side note, having our house, got some more puffs on the deck, y'all. We'll keep y'all posted on that. Yes, indeed. We live and direct, y'all. I know so much stuff is happening. We got, you know what I'm saying, y'all. Oh, my, hold on. How do I watch hands up, y'all? Tell me how this stuff works. Okay. What is this? This, what you call it? Hacking thing. On StreamYard. Okay, let me know if I gotta come up out of this or whatever, because I know we had a flashback. One time we had this, some stuff they popping up in now. I don't know if this impact the video, the stream coming out of what. So, yeah. So on the comments, I got to let me know I got to deal with this here. So, yeah. But they call it, that's a troll. Okay, I'm just saying, okay, yeah, keep me. Long as they do that thing, long as it don't block it. Okay, thank you. 1 second, y'all. Okay, y'all know I'm horrible. Okay, let's try this here. Okay. I'm still here, so y'all, okay. That's how you do. Okay, right on. Give the thanks. I don't know, y'all. All this new love. Okay, okay, right on. We moving the groove, y'all. Make history, take history, take history. I know so much is happening. We know the politics of the bad shooting. Some people might want to divide. What's this, some crazy white boy from Buffalo, New York shooting? What's to discuss? Put in political context. Because I just can't go roll 200 miles. I'm a lesson. You know what I'm saying? Not stop. You know what I'm saying? The fact that he came through the day before he did the surveillance. You know what I'm saying? The fact of, you know what I'm saying? How you watch one of the video games and training. Go. Y'all get a chance, man, check out some of these video games, these Grand Theft Autos and the details of Chicago, how to move, you want to roll these videos, so they got, you can steal cars, you engage, go have sex, like literally, you know what I'm saying? They get the Google Glass, all these, man, this ain't the Atari games or the Pac-Man or the Gladiator games, you know, this is up to my team. Man, they got some real deals actually going on. They also sign as your profile. I'm talking about, all these youngsters. It ain't no just a video game, just music. Man, this is a. And you go back and look on in Afghanistan. Go look at some of the video games they're playing. Look at the images in Iraq. That's Saddam Hussein and so on and so forth. The images they had, the video game. So this is in the minds. You know what I'm saying? Of children in particular, then you fast forward. Go look at these games. Brace yourself. You know what I'm saying? They breaking down like different street organizations, different street blocks, what they say, and so on and so forth. It's going down. It's going down. Real talk. You think your basketball games are playing is realistic? So this stuff is real. And go look at the video. Man, look, I think they took it down. The shooting. Up in Buffalo, and then look at when he's arrested. Look at the Negro police not even touching him. Real talk, not even touching him. We live in the record for him already, yo, y'all.
And once again,
947-737.
Sorry about that. Once again, a congressman in Texas was blaming rap music and the video games, rap music for. The school shooting for the mass shootings that's going on, the music. I think he was he's a Republican, but I think he was either a senator or a congressman from Texas. And he blamed that. And you know when you see some of these people, it's like these mass shooters like Dylan Roof, like the guy from Buffalo, the guy who shot up
hold on. Let me know if y'all can hear co-hosts on these other outlets too, or even my callers. I don't know if the past callers are on the field. Let me know if y'all don't hear these callers on the street. Like I've got the phone sitting down, so give me a heads up if y'all can't hear the callers and the calls. So give me a heads up if y'all can't hear them. Okay, go ahead, calls. We with you. Go ahead.
I was just mentioning how these mass shooters get handled with kids' gloves, like Dylan Roof and dude who shot up the church. Well, that was Dylan Roof. The guy who shot up the church was Dylan Roof. Then there was the guy who shot up the movie theater. Then this guy in New York and Buffalo, and they get taken alive and get treated and handled so well. And you have, it was a guy in Houston, Texas, I believe last month, who was shot in the back of the neck. By Houston Police Department, they said he had felons and warrants and things, felony warrants, and he was in the car, somebody else was driving. They rolled up on him, he got out the car and ran. The cop said, put your hands in the air. As soon as he said, put your hands in the air, was bow, shot him through the neck. They handcuffed him. They said he died in the hospital, but me looking at the video, my opinion is he was dead right there, and they knew it. They didn't even administer aid. Then later on, they said he had a gun in the bag that he was running with, but they didn't know he had a gun. Nobody turned around and shot at them. No one. He didn't fire anything. He didn't brandish anything. He ran with away from you all. So what was the reason or the cause, or you feared for your life because he was running away from you? Once again, you feared for your life, shot him in the back of the neck, and now he's dead. His name was Jalen Randall, I believe, and this was in Houston, Texas. But then these mass shooters and these white guys, they are mentally ill, and they have, you know, they need some therapy, and, oh, you know, we need to help them. But when it's us, it's, you know, this was a thug, and in third grade he spit at his teacher or he kicked over the trash can, and that's why he is what he is today, and no, you know, no help or no regard or no nothing for us. But these other guys are shooting up tens of people and, 20, you know, mass shooters, killing people, and here you are, you know, you going in, no, let's not hurt him. Please put the gun down. Please, we don't want to kill you. We don't want to hurt you. But somebody running away from you, you blast them in a matter of 3 seconds. Made me think about Tamir Rice when I saw it, just how quick it was. You didn't even, you just got out and shot right away. So, you know, just wanted to throw that out there, the comparison.
And also, I always put things in perspective with time and location, too. Like, you know, let's see, like, politics, like, I mean, an objective analysis, but I tell you to check your emotions and let your emotions check you. You look at, I mean, it's, you know, this is the time of this whole the NRA convention coming up and these elections.
Mm-hmm.
Every time election time come around, it's just, you know, I mean, it's known in the community, like, even like the catchers who be hustling the community, man, you know, lay low, man, because election time could become a lock and catch stuff, you know. And you see an increase. It was surprised. I told somebody, it was surprised. You know, these companies got a big old light switch. They can cut capitalism. They can cut COVID and crime up and down. They want to. You know, a light is going to turn it off and on. You know, and the timing with the NRA, right before the NRA, the National Rifle Association convention. You know what I'm saying? These shootings happened. You look back. There was a big case in L.A. one time with the guys walked up in the bank. They strapped up. You know what I'm saying? They moving, and just so happened, there was a vote coming up in the Senate 2 days later about those assault weapons. There was a contract coming down. There was a battle. So we had battle amongst gangsters. You know what I'm saying? We don't even say battle amongst gangsters. You know, like you look at Africa. Africa's all carved up. You know what I'm saying? Portuguese, Spaniards, all these criminals fighting amongst each other. You know, and the Pope and them come through. You know, so, okay, we gotta stop all this fighting. This goes to Cameroon. You know what I'm saying? This goes to Portuguese. This Gold Coast goes to this person. So, you know, in the name of peace. And you start looking at certain dynamics. The Boston Tea Party. Go look at the Boston Tea Party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, with these colonials dressed up like the Native people, you know what I'm saying? They challenging the crown. They challenging Britain, England, about the taxation without representation. And so, they ain't calling a copy of to come out themselves and say, listen, man, we white people challenge other white people. They dress like the Native people. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing with the Boston Tea Party. So a lot of these dynamics, you got to be real careful. And people say, well, I don't believe they're sacrificing. Man, listen. Hey, you own, man, listen, this is not their own president wig off. You know what I'm saying? You, I mean, you got to look at what's going on, what's at stake. And I said, we don't even know what's at stake. And criminal psychologists said the first thing you got to look for is the crime scene is who benefited. And you know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, better yet, 10 times out of 10, that lead capitalists benefited. Give me his. I know we go. I look for a 5. I think it's a 510 number. And forgive me, I'm kind of hesitant to check my phone. It's another. I think a 3-4. Maybe it's another number. Give me more callers. Thank you. Press 1, callers. Press 1.
Chairman,
press 1.
We have Colonica on the line.
Thank you. I'm part of New Order National Human Rights Organization, and I really want to just appreciate Brother Hess for giving me the opportunity to come on and, you know, listening. And I really like the platform that you have. Like, I'm very impressed because, you know, I'm definitely frontline. You know, if you look on Facebook, you see all the work that we do. And I'm just want to comment on, you know, the last conversation that the lady just got on and said, you know, the main issue that we have today in society is mental health. And that's not being expressed or, you know, exposed enough out into society. You know, for me being an ex-correction officer working in the Georgia prison and South Carolina prison, and, you know, it's a lot of work that we have to do. You know, I stand front line, and I really commend you because, you know, you don't have too many brothers and sisters like us out there standing front line fighting for, you know, police brutality, human rights, you know, parole reform, prison reform, because, you know, I feel like our brothers and sisters is being held captive behind the prison walls. There's a lot of things that's going on the wall, behind the wall, that nobody will understand if you haven't either, you have to either been locked up or you have to be an employee behind the wall to see what goes on. So, like I said, I just appreciate him for even inviting me on, and it seemed like a good platform that, you know, I said, I'll have your back, too. You know, I said, I'll support it any way that I can, you know, and it's a good way to start networking with other organizations. Like I said, we could all have our own little individual organizations, but we just need to come together in unity as one, as under one umbrella. That's how I look at it. But you got too many people that they're afraid to speak up. You know, there's no sense to keep complaining and whining and crying if you ain't going to stand up and speak up.
Right on. So you, I'm going to touch on some of your, on the board, because it's a 470 number also, they say, look, but let me comment on some of the sisters mentioned in regards to mental health. This conversation, no conversation. I mean, these mass shootings, the state's not community. This elephant in the room, that, you know what I'm saying, cannot be dismissed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, And the deal is, you know, this the stigma that's placed on this, not by happenstance. I mean, the fact that we walking on 2 feet straight up, that should be some awards given for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what happens to us on a day-to-day basis, you know? And this whole dynamic, I mean, the propaganda, just the TV show they give us, I'm talking about, and the facade they give us about, you know, you're supposed to make it, you know what I'm saying? You work hard. I mean, the mental pain, man, we cannot have. I refuse. I'm to the stage in the game. You told us some of these people, they, especially the podcast, call some organizers, they talk about black people be coming together and negating this whole, I mean, that the mental health issue. I'm talking about, like, man, it's like you can't, man. It's dynamic, you know what I'm saying? It's so blatant, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, it's to the point that was more scarier than the mental health, those outside who act like it's not them. Like, you don't see that issue, you don't see, you know, and again, I know a lot of times, like, it's a quote me on this, it's embarrassing being oppressed. It's embarrassing being oppressed. And I think we got to jive ourselves about it. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, this whole the history, I'm talking about, imagine, I mean, you're told, you go through, right now we can, like, some therapy because it's an acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on. Like, look at all the time people grew up and their parents tell them, well, you mustn't do this. The police, you have something wrong. I mean, look at coming that conversation. It's like talking to a dog. Like, I don't understand why you're not using the kitchen. The kitchen is a box. And the dog is like looking around, and then you start seeing other dogs going along with this, getting the kitchen in the box. And you know what I'm saying? And they meowing, and they go, you know what I'm saying? And they meowing, and they purring. And you know what I'm saying? And then you got people coming in. You know what I'm saying? Taking, you know what I'm saying? How many kittens this dog had? You got people, you know what I'm saying? You coming into those wall dogs or wall, and having a lot. And it's big one thing. They wink their eyes, say, okay, this is a game we running. And every once in a while, you get like a period of fresh air where even some reactionaries like Trump will come in point blank and say, no, dig, it's about you. It's black, you black, point blank. Ain't no, well, you're educated up front in the wrong. As opposed to this facade and the impact it has on your brain. And then you look around and you're like, what's going on with this here? You know what I'm saying? And that in our communities. And so on. It must be something to this. One of the first edicts, the mandates that Mayor Rahm Emanuel, when he came to Chicago, closed down the mental health facilities in the black community. Through the door. He wanted his hand when he put down for the inauguration. He said, shut them down. And see, even now, when it happens to other communities, the conversation can happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like even the things to do at the Oscars. There is discussion going on now about narcissism. If people that had that been the BET Awards or the sort, you just dismiss all men. That niggas that, or just bad and good. Sheriff Tom Dot, who I know he's sitting there somewhere talking about, God forbid, he did this thing, Cassandra Grill, her husband, Nick Lazee. Man, hey, if you don't know who he is, go check on Cassandra Grill's page. Hey, making sure you don't get the criminality he's been engaged in. He said himself on 60 Minutes. Cook County Jail is the largest mental health facility in the country. Out his mouth. Right there, you just say, whoa, stop right there, stop. You know what I'm saying? Then I forgot the warden that they brought in. She had no history of corrections. Her history was a mental health issue. You know what I'm saying? And see what happens to other communities. Like they're talking about now legalizing opioids in certain, you know what I'm saying, Canada. Because once it gets to other communities, people acknowledge these contradictions. So right on, so even pointing out, we cannot have anything else or discussion negating this contradiction. And it's certain, I tell people, it's certain discussions that people have. You be like, man, you don't listen. 50 Cent was going through the airport one time. Go Google it. And a white guy who had some mental health issues had approached him, and he made a joke about him or something. He said, by the time he got on this plane and the plane landed, they raised up and said, man, he out of order for disrespecting this guy who had mental health issues. And they didn't go psychiatrist and talk to this boy, the white guy. You knew this guy had issues through the door. This ain't no attack, no slam. You knew through the door. By the time his plane landed, he is donating all to the money to the charities, some mental health issues, so on and so forth. See, when it happens to other communities, the stigma of degrading is taken away from it. You have a dope, you have a dope problem. Opioid. Hold on. The police are not going to be armed with Narcan. They can stop you from overdosing. It's viewed different.
Mm-hmm.
It's political.
Mm-hmm.
Same dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is in our contradictions, you know what I'm saying, our community. You know what I'm saying? First of all, through the dough, who is responsible? You know what I'm saying? This system got together this good motherfuckers in straight jackets. You know what I'm saying? This system. I mean, you're walking on 2 feet straight. That's phenomenal. So we're live in that Rick, y'all. Free my radio. Thank you. Thank you for that call. I know we just, I don't know. Anything else you want to ask?
Chairman Fred, I got to dip, man. I got to dip out this brother Hens, man. But I definitely want to continue to just say thank you, man, and thank the Lady of Rage, man. Y'all been there for us behind these walls, man. And I want to thank everybody that been calling in, man. You know, y'all just heard from a sister queen that been dealing with mental health, you know what I'm saying, and know the mental health issue that we need behind these walls. You know, we behind enemy lines. We need y'all support out there, man. I want to tell everybody, man, about Freedom Fest that's coming to Atlanta, Georgia on July the 2nd, on my birthday weekend, the same time when you had came down here, Chairman Fred, when we did the award ceremony in my hood, you know what I mean, where it ain't all good on Simpson Road, the west side of ATL, where we say, yeah, shout a yeah. But I'm going to cut out with saying this right here, man. Y'all check it out online, man. We got Sister Demeanor Bishop online. Y'all check my page. It's going to be on Free Them All Radio group. It's going to be in POTS Movement group. We're going to put it on every group that we can possibly put it in. But we need people live on the ground, boots on the ground in the ATL on July the 2nd weekend, you know what I mean? Because Danita Bishop and the whole La Familia, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Godfather, man, who just made it home, you know what I mean, from the federal penitentiary too, man, in the halfway house, man. And shout out to the brothers behind the Georgia State Penitentiary walls, man, you know what I mean, who are standing firm and standing soldiers, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of these concentration camps and the tactics that they use using to tear us down, to beat us down, to kill us down. You dig? With that being said, man, I got to get ready to cut out, man. I love y'all so much, man, and I'm gonna be right back here, man, next week, man. I'm gonna be here, and I'm gonna be here so early and on time, man. I'm gonna make whoever doing the boys real mad at me. I'm gonna keep pressing one, cause Lord knows, man, I got something to say, man, and I don't know nowhere else to say it better than right here at Free of My Radio, man. Peace and blessings, love and service, and shout out to my brother Peace and Justice out of the ATL too. Yeah, shout it, yeah. Love y'all, man. Love and service.
Yeah, man.
You know, you need to get free of all that, man. Those who didn't catch every detail he said, you go back and you play this. I know, July 2nd. You know what I'm saying? The Freedom Fest, make sure you check it out what he said, ATL. Make sure you run that message. Take it, repost it, put it out there. You know, no doubt about it, man. Hey, I mean, love and respect to this brother here, man. Real talk, y'all. Long history. Again, I mean, it really inspired this movie. This whole thing, I feel already. I'm flashbacking now. I remember, I was like, so me had another. Okay, what you mean? Okay, the radio show, how this go, you know? And I'm like, man, it's fine. So make sure y'all replay the announcement, you know what I'm saying? And put this out, make sure, again, I know a lot of times cats, they can make it down there for the big shindig, the big party, the big award show going on there. This is Freedom Fest. So, and you get a website, so make sure y'all check that and repost that. Man, that's our brother has. A Pops Movement, you check the group, all that on social media, and put it out. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. Live and direct, y'all. Make history, take history, save history. So, come on, you have a little callers in queue.
Yes, we have a son of David Boxtel on the line.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
I can't. Blessed be the day, my brother.
Now listen here, from my wife. Did we just see each other?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We was just together at the marsh. That's why I'm calling.
Well,
on the thank you.
I mean, first of all, welcome to my radio. I mean, it's happy. This is okay. Who do we have online? For those, we have an international listener audience. And just for those who may not be familiar, who we have online. Go ahead, my brother.
I just want to say thank you for being there. You know, I want everything that you're doing. And the march was so big that I just want you to know that I'm working on something. We're putting something else being bigger than that together, because we're going to go out here and reach these kids. We're going to fix our city back, you know. We're going to change, you know, stop this gun violence and make a difference in our communities and build youth centers. And I just wanted to let you know I would love for you to be a part of all these things with us, because I know you have a voice. You have a big impact on our community. And that's together, we stand together, we can make a difference. And I just want to let you know that I love you. I'm here with you. I'm always be there for you. Anything I can do with you, I'm going to be right there beside you. We have to change these things. We have to change this look. It's called, we change our aim, we can change the direction they're going in. And I just want you to know, my brother, you know what I'm saying, peace and blessings, and I'm here anytime you need me.
Right on. Let me say, hey, those who the word of that march is, again, has reverberated. People have been calling from all over. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And certain moves are inspiring, and in certain places are historical stomping the ground. That area, where was that? That area of Houston, it brought a lot of cats back from the political graveyard. That was war story, talking about, you know what I'm saying? When the Panther Party came, the disciples back then, different. It was history again. That a lot of these young cats, in particular, you know what I'm saying, have been deprived of us. You know, again, structured like you. It's not okay. The term Chicago, it's an El Chapo, you know, so the cartel. Like you're El Jefe. It's like leadership is a structure. It's certain. With this march, there were some contradictions, and we dealt with those contradictions. The people, you know what I'm saying? And we welcome contradictions, but you can see the pride. You can see just the mention of certain men's names. You can see certain cats, like literally, back straighten up, you know what I'm saying? If you can see, like, even with some of them pictures that was posted, you can see people. This before social media. This is ingrained in DNA. There's some dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, body language, you know what I'm saying? How you stand up, everything. And it's certain, I correlate this to, like, I tell you, it's a piece on a National Geographic or the Animal Channel. Where they show these elephants going through musk. It's like puberty, where they bumping each other. And we, oh, man, these elephants, they bang. No. This is a natural dynamic. Like, it's a, you have, you know, cats, like, you know, you have, you know, egos and men. Out there, women out there who bows it with man, and the presence of that structure, you can see, man, the alliance, I have not come down from that yet. You know what I'm saying? It's a cut to the chase. I'm on deck. Keep me posted. Keep us posted. I'm definitely, we talked again, the 15th. We're looking at the 15th. We're talking about getting these bags together to give out to these brothers and sisters to our family appreciation day. And we need you all day. You know, we're talking about, in strategic locations, that's the 17th, because Father's Day falls on 19th, and we got behind the chairman's tombstone down south. But I think we're looking at the 17th, my fault, the 17th of that. But we want to hit strategic locations in the city, with strategic people, you know what I'm saying, you know, pull up on these brothers, you know what I'm saying, man, again, Family Appreciation Day, but again, you keep me posted. Hey, I'm so charged up there. Again, I came back. I mean, the energy of that mobilization.
It's going to be even bigger. We're going to fix our city. Everybody's on board already. Everybody on board. I can get a hold of everybody anytime. We're going to make it make sense.
So you're right. I'm on cloud media, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, keep, hey, we on that. And, man, put the word out, man. These airways are always open, man. I'm telling y'all, that move there, it's cats, I'm talking about, who, man, it's the woke cats from the political graveyard, you know what I'm saying? I mean, who calling. I said, man, you heard about this? Man, we heard about that, man. I'm telling you. And, yes, it's inspiring people. You know, so you need some of these images and dynamics because, I mean, it's again, it's embarrassing being oppressed. It can get demoralizing. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Just, I mean, the individuals that you had there, the location that you had there, and we had some dire situations, man. But again, that was a shot in the arm, man. And revolutionary was never satisfied. So we look, hey, we come on round two, come on with it. We keep on swinging.
Yes, we is. That's because power of the people. That's the thing. We can make a difference together. And I, like I said, it started from an idea, and that idea we wanted to show do something different, and we did something so big. Nobody was expecting that. And see, the thing about it, they called everybody and got everybody on board.
Yeah.
You know, we brought them all to one table and made a difference. And we could do that again. And they already waiting now, like, what's your next move? I already told them, we finna go reach out. We finna go to these schools. Make a change.
We on deck, man. I said to committee members, I feel Marcy touched. I would tell them about it. I say, listen, man. It was so much DNA on that ground. I said, man, listen, the concrete want to get up and stand up. It's like, man, you know, and all type. I'm telling you, man, all sort of past war stories are coming out, man. I mean, who met with who back then? And again, I mean, you talking about a time a generation has been deprived of it. They say raising an orphan horse is the most difficult horse to raise because it doesn't even know. Basic, just to try to walk, something you take for granted, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and you start putting things together, dots, connecting the dots, like, wait a minute, this is such and such, this is such and such, this is why this is over here. And see, a lot of times people are telling, like, in Haiti, right now, they told me 200 gang murders, whatever. This is an ongoing attack against Haiti, from U.S. imperialism, French, France, and others. And you can look in the faces of these kids and wonder, why are we so much under attack? Why this thing ain't going on in the Dominican Republic? And you know what I'm saying? Why is heart machine attacking the weather? Why are we constantly, and you start putting this stuff in context about the uprisings and the revolution, you know what I'm saying? You sell over to on Dessalines and you know the history of those and you know, the stand of Dessalines that we told France when France sent an overture to Haiti so they would make a deal, they give a certain part of the land of exchange for the lack of independence and Dessalines has sent back a response Kupatak Boulake, which translated to up with their heads burning houses. When you start putting stuff in context about in 1960s, you say, wait, why are certain things happening? Why are certain people, they study our lineage, our background. You start saying, wait a minute. You start talking about, the, you know what I'm saying, the devil disciple, the black disciple. You start talking about the, who mysteriously died at what particular time? Who got locked up? What was happening at that particular time? What conversations start happening? You had to put stuff in the political context. One of the largest drafts recorded in U.S. history was in June or July of 68 in a particular part of Los Angeles because they anticipated the uprisings to happen. You know what I'm saying? They study this here. You know what I'm saying? You go back and look at certain hot spots in Minnesota. I remember this like it was yesterday. In Minnesota, we got the thing that we get the word. It was not the pre of the political strikes with the Triple C's and other programs that was here down there. Comrade Cool, the leadership down there in Minnesota. The night that George Floyd got murdered by Derek Chauvin, that night we get the word of the leadership coming, see, it's going down. This particular area, we, you know what I'm saying, this caliber of cats that was right there, we were right down there. The forces that's there, so on and so forth, again, this has to be, again, we do not negate this, not negate the importance of this here. It's terrible. I hate to say like something like that. Diamonds are made. We under pressure, and we get down to get down, y'all. And so, my brother, keep us posted, man. And I say I'm on the 17th. We put something good for them, but on that, whatever day, and we gotta see the time because, we know weather impacts us, everything. So we on deck, you know. What I'm saying? And these airways are always open.
Yes, sir. This is the beginning. We
right on.
We can clean this up. I'm with you, my brother. And blessed be the day, family.
Man, I just family. We love you. Hey, man. Hey, listen. I know Chairman Fred Rest. Hey, man. That move the other day, man. Hey, man. The bomb does some niggas, man. They look. Hey, listen. If you took some of that footage and just put it in black and white, just took the color. Oh, man. Listen. Man, listen. All you need is 8-track cassette because you like, man, flashbacking. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Hey, energy is high, man. Check for it so we high up the people. Right on. So, Conrad, keep us posted. We got any more callers in queue? I don't know. I don't know how much more I can take, but you know, go ahead.
Yeah, we have several callers in queue. For you, Ma, we have Brother C on the line.
Welcome to my radio.
For you, Ma, sir.
Welcome to Free Mar Radio. Yes, indeed.
Thank you,
also Robert Allen, aka Little Wade.
Yes, sir. Humbly, it's like I love what that brother was just talking about, you know, coming together, you know, and you're talking about mental health and things like that, you know, and it's like, you know, the propaganda, you're talking about, you know, the different demographics that are, you know, being manipulated humbly by this system that's targeting each individual with their advertising ID and their digital footprints and things like that. But within our community, within the black community, you know, we have a Marcus Garvey-like thought of what we need to be doing, you know, locally and internationally, humbly and with all due respect. It's like, you know, you got the Nigerians there, you know, there's Queen Afi over there in Nigeria, you know, talking about, I want power. You know, it's like as a people, you know, that microcosm that you always talking about, you know, it's like we are starting, in my humble opinion, you know, to see the truth of this moment in time, you know, the truth of who we are and what we're able to do collectively, globally and locally, as we collect the local to the global, you know, as we have our Marcus Garvey-like moment. If somebody rises up and says, hey, y'all, you know what we can do right now? We can have a community at least worldwide. We can at least globalize our community, you know, on the internet at least, you know, have friends globally, you know. It's like, and call ourselves some kind of global force, like humbly the Moors in Chicago talking about taking our place among the nations. It's like starting to speak in that tense for future generations so that their revolutions a little is taking that higher step humbly. It's like, I love what I'm hearing, and humbly, you know, I started
not to mess with nobody no more and stay out of everything. I learned, you know, the system ain't no joke, you know. It is really a system of slavery that will fuck your mind up if they want to. Humbly, you dig? They will really fuck with your head, you dig? Where you go from thinking you a PhD to thinking you a babbling idiot. And when we're talking about mental health, man, the system. The Honorable, you know, Naeem Akbar, you know, the Honorable Dr. Amos Wilson, they say things like we have to be crazy to maintain our own sanity. But at the same time, I mean, our own oppression, it's like, but at the same time, this system ain't playing right now. You dig? And I tell people, hey, you feel like you're going a little crazy? Get off the internet for a year. Turn Facebook off. Turn all that. Turn it off for a year and watch what happens. You'll start to feel a little more sane, at least, humbly, you know? At least I do. It's like right now we really are in a war socially on a whole nother level. The propaganda, the Nazi, all the things that they've been doing on that side to conserve a system of slavery at its heart, but capitalism and the French Revolutionary, the anti-French Revolution that's going on right now within the society and the civilization. It's like they trying to maintain their bullshit and make some money on their Facebook plantations and all this shit with their new age, techno-metaphysical slavery shit. But it's like with us, we getting back to the truth of our identity as a people collectively, in my humble opinion. But, Chairman, it's like,
hold on one second, my brother. Yeah, definitely put up his assessment. That's why I just come to what you said, Amos Wilson. No, definitely, y'all do y'all research, reading on that, no doubt about it. I will be on the countdown, but hold on, bear with it. Give me a bring this in, too, before we close out. I know a 470 or 407. Is one of them on that line also?
Yes, sir, Fremont.
Call the city. Fremont, we still stick with us. Hold on, I'm trying to bring it. They're giving me callers.
We got Demita Bishop from Atlanta from 470. Let me bring her in.
Bring her in. That's who they're calling earlier?
Let me bring her in now.
Yes, can you hear me?
Are you sister just on with us? Are you, this your first time calling in?
This is my first time calling in, yes.
Welcome. Okay, I'm just trying to see everybody get in. That's all. Okay, bear with us. We got a few minutes. Come on. We just keep all the callers. Come on. Welcome to Fremont Radio, sister. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Are you telling me to wait or you want me to go ahead and talk? I'm sorry.
No. You're good.
I'm the one that – I'm Demita Bishop. I'm the one hosting the Freedom Fest here in Atlanta, Georgia. And first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody for your contributions to this fight, whether you in the walls or you out on the boots on the ground, because it's not easy. I decided to put this event together because every time I get invited to speak, and I get invited to speak all over the country, it's just a bunch of activists talking to each other. We're not reaching the outside. And so I reached out to several activists, and I said, let's put an event together. At first, nobody wanted to do it with me, so I said, bump them. I went to all the families, and I said, hey, Atlanta's a place where y'all can come see history and do all kinds of stuff, party, whatever. But on 4th of July, while y'all celebrating all these other events, can you make a pit stop to Grand Park and advocate for your loved ones? And you can put up signs, and you can wear T-shirts, pass out flyers, and we all come to one place. I need mass numbers so that people can see just how bad it is. Now, I know that I'm not powerful enough to get millions of people to Atlanta, but as of right now, we're looking at close to 1,000, if not more. People are coming in caravans from all kinds of cities. What inspired me to do this is just all the things wrong that I've seen wrong in such a short time. I've only been doing this for 3 years. I'm one of the few activists going inside the courtroom before people get convicted that is not an attorney. And with that being said, I've made several enemies from the judges and attorneys in Georgia, California, New York, Mississippi, Texas. When they see me come in the courtroom, they're trying to get me up out of there before I even sit down. All I do is go in there, I write and take notes, and I reach out to the people and I tell them what motions were filed, what I learned, what laws they're using against them. We get the Constitution out. I tell them what constitutional violations are happening, and I make them write an email. I've learned that, you know, we get all these people behind the wall that are guilty of poorly written laws. Like in the South, kidnapping is basically moving a person 6 feet without their permission. with that being said, I've kidnapped several people. You've kidnapped several people. False imprisonment is putting someone in a space they don't want to be. I false imprisoned my kids
Give me one second. I'm trying to keep all y'all in. But give me also, give me that website and that day, the day for that march. Also, my phone, I get some other text too. Give me a 681 or 843 or 310 or 301 or 202 also. They just call, I'm trying to make sure everybody get in too. Forgive me, since I'm trying to, okay, bring them in. But give me the website you got, sister, so that date. Give me that website that date for this march. Sister, come around on the line. Bring me in a 681.
All right, you can go ahead. I'm sorry I was talking too long. But that's it. I don't have a website. I don't have a website. But, you know, if you can make it,
okay.
There's going to be thousands of people there, and it's going to be powerful. But you guys have a blessing.
Thank you, sister. Right on. No, forgive me for cutting you off, so I don't want to make sure everybody get in. Forgive me, sister. Okay, bring me a 681, and feel free to call back in. So come bring me a 681 or 843 or 310 or 301. Thank you. Want to make you?
No, pretty much. I don't see those numbers. No, I don't see those numbers in queue.
No, 681.
Press 1.
Okay, 202. Never seen me. Okay, I'm getting text that's when they call in. I'll be on the case of Grandmaster Jay when they call in. Okay, since they, none of those Eric calls in?
That's 681. That's a bishop from Virginia. Let me bring him in.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Primo. Yes. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, Primo. You got to
calm down. Yes. I'm calling on to advocate on behalf of our brother, Grandmaster Jay, who's currently in a federal lockup right now, standing up for a black woman. I think you know the story and what happened. I'm not here to get into the legalities of it because that's a whole nother show, but to make sure we all know what's going on and advocate for him being released prior to his sentencing so that he can take care of his, he's got some health concerns that are ailing him right now being in that place. And I just want to advocate for all of y'all to call the proper authorities, the Justice Department, the this thing goes high. So the Judiciary Committee and anybody else that y'all think would be effective in getting attention for our brother.
Do you have any call-in numbers you want to provide?
Yeah, we have. I would direct y'all to that. Just if you go to CAAC-GA on Twitter, CAAC-GA on Twitter, that has all the information right there in the post.
One more time before you close out.
CAAC-GA.
Okay, right on. I just seen it. That's on Twitter. Okay. Do that on website. It's on Twitter. All right. Free Marta Juveniles don't have a okay, Juveniles. Okay, Levin Hamilton, right? I'm kind of switching lanes. Still thinking, okay, Juveniles don't have a long life buried. They helped him fight 3 years ago. It's Levin Hamilton, right on, Levante, right on. Oh, phone dad. Okay, once. Okay, right on. I'm then closing this out. Okay, y'all feel free to call back. Oh, no. Let me Instagram that. Oh, damn. Don't even been losing
Instagram at all. That video ended.
It's off. It's still up there, right? I ain't losing it. It's still up there?
I don't see it. You're not live. I don't see it.
I hope I ain't losing it. Okay. All right, y'all. Okay, man. I hope it's still on Instagram. If not, we got it here though. Yeah, yeah. So we post this and put it out to y'all. Hey, keep us y'all. Okay, keep on. We play this back. There's a lot of updates, a lot of campaigns put out there, y'all. We post this. We put it out there. Subscribe to Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube Live. You know, so we live on Instagram. I mean, Intellectual Radio. Y'all make sure to put the word out. Campaign Save the Main Thing House. Still going strong and hard. Cash App dollar sign Save the Hampton House. Also, SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Go to the donate button. June, we're looking for something big for the 17th of June. But we got some other moves going before then, y'all. We'll keep it contact with y'all. So, again, because you make history, take kids and take history. We had a lot of calls, a lot of interviews. So, go back and replay this slowly. Sit back tonight, you know what I'm saying? Replay it. Put in your car when you roll, you know what I'm saying? Hook it up. Again, another episode of Freedom on Radio here live, Intellectual Radio with Chairman Freedom Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady of Rage. For those calls we didn't get in, y'all feel free. You can hear us back on the same time, same station next Wednesday. Keep your heads up, eyes with this. If this case, what's the call? Free them all.
It's just me against the world. In the city, the cops are top of me. The prostitutes full of bullets, nobody just dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the kills because they're illin'. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past it? Maybe you're listening in this casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business worried. The question is, will I live? No one in the world.
Against the world.